Although it isn't binding, the British Parliament voted in favor of recognizing a Palestinian state. British MPs voted 274-12 for a non-binding motion to recognize the state of Palestine alongside the state of Israel as a contribution to securing a negotiated two-state solution. The remainder of the parliament, 650 MPs, abstained. Whatever one thinks of this vote, it is a sign of shifting public opinion in the United Kingdom and beyond. The debate in the House of Commons came after the Swedish government announced it would recognize a Palestinian state, the first European Union member in Western Europe to do so. Many contend that the war on Gaza influenced British public opinion against Israel, while others maintain the vote was merely the evolution of attitudes promoted by homegrown Muslims. Britain's ambassador to Israel, Matthew Gould, said even though the vote isn't binding on the British government, it is significant. Alas, it is. The resolution was welcomed by Palestinians and criticized by Israel. The Israeli Foreign Ministry argues that the premature international recognition sends a troubling message to the Palestinian leadership that they can evade the tough choices that both sides have to make and actually undermines the chances to reach a real peace. It is logical to ask why the Palestinians should negotiate at all when the endgame has been established. For 2 years, a two-state solution has been bandied about, but arriving at that understanding about the boundaries and security remain in limbo. Suppose there is a sovereign Palestinian state with rockets that can paralyze Ben-Gurion Airport and reach every Israeli population center. Is that a state Israel can countenance? British parliamentarians may believe they are contributing to a negotiated peace, but in fact, by suggesting a Palestinian state be imposed on Israel, they are bringing Israel to the brink of war. The British vote is emblematic of willful European tilt to the Palestinian position. There will undoubtedly be other symbolic gestures of this kind across the continent. Public opinion has been mobilized by Muslims, anti-Semites who no longer feel constrained by standards of public decency, left-wing activists, and those influenced by news accounts in the Israeli war against Hamas. European newspaper editorials invariably contend that anti-Israel sentiment is not related to anti-Semitism. Anti-Zionism masquerades as the pursuit of social justice, not bigotry. But for so many in Europe today, starting with the MPs, the question that remains is, whose justice? If Zionism is perceived as the original sin, only dismantling the Jewish state can redress it. But for Jews with a memory, the main guarantor of Jewish security since the end of World War II has been the sovereign state of Israel. This state wasn't born on the ashes of the Holocaust, but it is the last fortress against its reenactment. Votes in European parliaments may make politicians feel good, but the actual effect is pernicious, since a message is sent to the Palestinians that they don't have to reach ends through negotiation and consensus. The European parliaments will do that for them.